everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today is another episode of Kelly O Solo, so just me pontificating on deep, deep thoughts. And today I want to talk to you all about something I have been sharing on Instagram with increasing amounts of focus. Does that make sense? And it's this phrase that I came up with that just popped into my brain one day, and that's this: we really, really need to focus more, each one of us, on not letting our hangups be our holdups. And I'm going to obviously go into detail about what I mean here, but I see so many of us, and I was one of them in many areas of my life. So many of us are limiting our life. We are limiting our success because we're letting our hangups hold us up. And here's, I'll start giving you a couple of examples of what made me start to feel frustrated and go on Instagram and go, oh my God, you guys are letting your hangups be your holdup. And I'll give you two precise examples without naming any names. And then let's just look at this from a bigger picture. Because again, as in so many things that I discuss on this show, this can be applied to your fitness journey. This can also be applied more metaphorically, if you will, to your life. But it's in regards to decision making, really. And the first example I want to give you is chiropractors. This show is not dedicated to talking about chiropractic treatment, although I will tell you that I do plan on having quite a lot of really good chiropractors on the show because this is a topic I do want to cover. I think chiropractic care is one of the most misunderstood topics out there, and it can be something that can be incredibly beneficial for a lot of people, but a lot of folks have hangups or they're skeptical about chiropractors or the chiropractic practice. And I noticed this recently when I started doing some polling on Instagram about chiropractic care. And it's funny because it was about 50-50. 50% of people said they regularly go to a chiropractor. 50%, you know, give or take, were saying no, and I would never go. And typically when I see or hear somebody or several people say, I don't go to a chiropractor, I never have, and I'm not going to, I'll ask why. And again, I have no agenda. I have no monetary interest in getting people to go to a chiropractor. My interest is helping people gain optimal health and wellness here. So coming from my own experience in my history, when I was younger, when I was probably more around high school, I remember hearing about a friend of mine going to a chiropractor, and she had a bad experience. And she said, and I remember listening to her and hearing her say, you know, I'll never go to a chiropractor again. He made me worse. And so I kind of took that story and made it my own. And every time somebody would say, do you go to a chiropractor? I'm like, oh, I've heard the worst things about them.
And just listen to how I just said that. Like when I was younger, I had one woman tell me about one experience with one chiropractor, and I chose to label all chiropractors that way and say, oh, I've heard bad things about all of them. They're bad. They make you worse. I'm not going to go. I knew nothing about chiropractors. I knew nothing about what they do, how to evaluate a good one versus a bad one. I really had no knowledge of anything, but yet I was making a sweeping generalization about all of them. And this is something that's very common. Again, I'm using chiropractic care and chiropractors as an example here. And the point being, in anything we're looking into in life, whether it's about business, whether it's about love, whether it's about fitness, whether it's about anything, educating yourself, changing jobs, whatever it is, make informed decisions. You know, there's a huge difference between choosing to do something or not to do something because you've investigated it and you've looked at all of the information, and choosing to not do something or maybe to do something, you know, based on an impulse or gossip or hearsay. And a lot of us are doing the latter without even realizing it. And you don't know how much you could be limiting your life. You know, people will not get involved with, here's another example. People will write off either buying products from or looking into an opportunity to make money from a network marketing business because they've quote unquote heard bad things. And so they're giving quite a lot of credence to hearsay, gossip, without actually looking into the reality of the network marketing profession. Are there some shifty idiots out there? Are there companies that have come and gone and set up shop and gone out of business? Yes. Are there companies that have set up shop and gone out of business in a traditional business model? Absolutely. Just when I worked running Fitfluential for years, I can't tell you how many supplement brands came and went. Some of them were founded by people I know personally, and some of them were founded by, you know, other companies. And they said, well, we've been in the supplement business for years. We know that, you know, you've got to launch your business. You've got 10 years to make X millions of dollars. And this is how you do it. You've got to get all these investors. You've got to get this. Da, 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 da. I mean, it's like, it was a business in a box, the supplement industry. And there are more and more brands who will white label and just push out crappy product in the supplement space because they know what the risks are. They've done the number calculations. They know if I invest this much money and put a fancy product label on it and market it here, X percentage of consumers are going to buy it. And if we have this success rate, we're going to make this much money and then we can get out. I mean, it's a very popular and crowded business category, but there are just as many shysters in the supplement business, in the coffee business, in the grocery business, in any business, just as much as there are in the network marketing space. But there are also tremendously successful and reputable businesses that are working with integrity, that have outstanding products, companies that have been around upwards of 10, 20, 30, 40, or longer years. It's a $183 billion industry. And yet there are people that I know, I've been a consumer who has bought products from network marketing companies. I'll give you some examples. I used Arbonne Skincare for 10 plus years. I signed up as a consultant. So I got the discount. So that was the skincare that I used for about 10 or 12 years. Now I use Glowbiotics. So, it, you know, once I bought that product from my Botox lady, I switched. I really loved it. I still buy products from Arbonne. I buy products from, and that's a network marketing company. They've been around, I think they're about a half a billion dollar annual revenue company. I'd have to look that up, but they've been around for a long time. I also, a lot of you are familiar with Beachbody. welcome to the, you know, newsflash, Beachbody is a network marketing company. They have a nationwide network of consumers who have opted in to become coaches and business builders, and that's how they make their money. And there are a lot of people making great money. And when you buy those products, if you buy P90X, if you buy Shalene Johnson's TurboFire, which I'm obsessed with, I could go on and on and on. That's a network marketing company. I've been a customer of theirs. What else am I thinking of? I'm currently actually involved in Isagenix, which is a network marketing company, close to $1 billion in annual revenue business that's been around for, gosh, I hope I'm saying this right, 11, it's either 11 or 17 years. I just recently got involved with this company because of their nutritional products. But there are a lot of people who will have someone, oh, Rodan and Fields. I also buy their Lash Boost. So that's another company. But once I became exposed to, and I'm using this as an example, when I became exposed to network marketing, oh, Pampered Chef, that's another network marketing company. I bought more products than I can tell you, and I'm obsessed with Pampered Chef. But Silpata, I bought their jewelry. I can go on and on and on. Here's my point. When I, many of you are like, please, Kelly, make the point. When I was first exposed to Arbonne, which was my first, I think, the first network marketing company, it might've been Pampered Chef. When I was first exposed to that company, that was when I first started thinking about, maybe this is something I would do as a business. So for those of you that are completely not familiar with this model, you can join any of these companies for a very, you know, low original investment. Usually the reputable companies, it's less than $100. You shouldn't be required to buy any, you know, package up front. Companies that suggest you do so, that's not a best practice and you should watch out for that. But you can sign up to be what, and every business calls it something differently, but I'm sharing this with you for those of you that are unfamiliar with network marketing. You can basically join, and most companies will offer the opportunity for you to join and be kind of like a wholesale customer. You pay an annual fee and you get all their products at a discount. A strong percentage of people who become exposed to these products and love them, that's what they'll do. It's like a Sam's Club membership. And then the next level up is deciding to make money. And then that's where you say, okay, I'm going to buy products for myself and I'm going to share this with my friends and I make commission from it. And it can be a really great way to make some side income. The vast majority of people who start doing these types of businesses will make $500 to $1,000 a month, which is some great side hustle money. You know, that can be your car payment, right? There's a lot of people as well. Let me sidebar that. There's a good percentage of people who choose to go, as I say, balls to the wall and really focus on the products and selling it. And they can make 4, 5, 6, seven figures. And some of that can be on a monthly basis. Okay. Is it the vast majority of people? No. Just like in corporate America. Okay. You know, some people who will be letting their hangups be their holdups when they're talking about somebody who is, and they're talking about network marketing, they'll say, oh, it's a pyramid scheme. Only the people at the top of the, you know, only the top 2% make all of the millions of dollars. Everybody else makes, you know, just a little bit, you know, of money. Is that true? Absolutely. Is that true of corporate America? Absolutely. Is that true in general of our capitalistic business society? Absolutely. Not everybody can make, I mean, when you think about the top 2%, that's a statistic that is known in business in general. So when people say stupid shit like that, like, well, it's a pyramid scheme. First of all, you should know that you're letting your hangups make you sound stupid because pyramid schemes are illegal. And it's funny because I get a little passionate about this simply because ever since I was first exposed to network marketing, I did research. When I considered becoming a quote unquote business builder for Arbonne back in the day, I did my research. I researched and found out that there's an organization that monitors best business practices in the direct selling industry. It's called the Direct Sales, I hope I'm saying this right, Direct Sales Association. And so companies that are a member of that association, again, based on my research, those are companies that are reputable. They've been around, they're opening their books, they're, you know, abiding by, in integrity in their business, right? There are lots of businesses that will become a network marketing model, and they won't join that association. And I have had business opportunities presented to me. And usually if I see that they're not a member of the direct sales association, I tend to look at them more skeptically. It doesn't mean I won't buy those products. I've bought products from Prove It, which is an exogenous ketones company. I have looked into a company called Bod HD, which I'm not quite sure where they are right now, but I was very interested in that company because they were offering the ability for consumers to get blood work, which, as if you've been following me for a while, you know, I'm very passionate about it. And so when I was presented the opportunity to basically look at this company that was going to make it accessible for consumers to get blood work and then have that blood work interpreted by basically a teledoc online and get bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment prescribed to them. I hope that this company takes off. When I tested it out for myself, I wasn't exactly impressed with the process, so I moved on. But again, sometimes I will investigate companies who are not a member of the Direct Sales Association, who are brand new, simply because I know enough to know that network marketing is a very viable business model. There's nothing illegal or scammy about it. There are scammy individuals in any and every kind of business. But back to the topic of this show, when you let your hangups be your holdups, it's somebody who's going to say, I'm not going to go to that jewelry party that my friend invited me to because I don't like those kinds of companies. Like, I'm not even going to look at it, or I'm not going to go to a Pampered Chef party. I don't like those things. You know what? I bought some of the best cooking stuff from Pampered Chef, stuff that I've not been able to find in Williams-Sonoma or in Sur La Table, which I still don't understand why we pronounce it that way. Like, why would you limit yourself and make an assumption without ever even going to a party or even looking into the products? And I'm trying to think, there's another company out. It's like Lulu. Some of you that are involved will know Lulu LaRue or something like that. It has to do with leggings. Let me tell you, there are more of our back in the day Fitfluential bloggers who got involved in that company because they're obsessed with leggings. And they started hosting these parties, and I personally didn't care for the clothes, but this is, again, a direct sales company. It's selling products. You host parties in your house. These women were making quite a lovely, lovely income. And I love that. That's why I'm passionate about just educating men and women about the industry of network marketing. I'm not here to tell you that you have to do it, but if you are somebody who doesn't like your job, or maybe you just need to make extra money on the side, you want some side hustle money, or potentially you'd like to be able to, you know, say you're crazy about cooking and you've been to a Pampered Chef party and you love it. And you're like, you know, I've seen some people and they said they can make, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 a month. And I'd rather do that than work at my $75,000 or $100,000 a year job. If you choose to not look into doing that Pampered Chef as a business because other people have said, oh my God, it's a pyramid scheme. Oh my God, only the people at the top make money. Why would you do that? Like, if you've investigated the company and you understand that it's not a lottery ticket, it is a way to earn money, then make that decision on your own. Yes, you're going to have to deal with people who are going to give you comments and be skeptical, but don't not investigate something. Does that make sense? Don't choose to not investigate something or not pursue something because of gossip or hearsay or speculations that people make that are uninformed. And this is tying back to what I said about the topic. And back to the chiropractor example. I was actually getting a wax the other day and sharing because I had to cancel two appointments the week before with my wax lady because I'd had a migraine. And I was explaining to her that I was really starting to see some progress in fixing my migraine situation. Number one, by buying a better pillow, a supportive pillow. And number two, I'm going back to a chiropractor. And I was telling her how I've always seen great results with a chiropractor. I had gotten away from seeing a chiropractor recently. And I asked her, because she was sharing with me that she had major back pain and major neck pain. I said, have you ever considered going to a chiropractor? Again, I don't have any financial incentive to send her, but she's somebody I have a friendship with and I wanted to help her. And she said, yeah, you know what? I mean, my neck is really bad and I can't sleep most of the time and I'm uncomfortable and I'm up. I can never sleep through the night, but I just don't. And I go, oh, are you one of those people? And I was kind of joking with her, but I was joking, but serious. I said, are you one of those people who's not going to go because you've quote unquote heard things about chiropractors? She's like, yeah, I just, you know, I've heard that like, once you go, you have to go all the time. And I'm like, okay, so kind of like, you know, deciding to get fit and go to the gym. You can't just get fit for a week. You have to keep going. I said, let me just share with you. You can make your own decision. But if you're suffering, I know what it's like to have chronic pain. I know what it's like to get up every single night at 3:30 in the morning and have to take Excedrin just to be able to get back to sleep because your head hurts. I know what it's like to be uncomfortable. Let me share that I used to be that person that said the same thing about chiropractors. But once I went to a chiropractor, I realized like these guys know more about the human body and physiology and how everything works together. And they're typically also very focused on the big picture. When you sit down with a chiropractor, they'll ask you about your stress level. They'll ask you about your sleep. They'll ask you about your nutrition. They want to know the whole picture, which is really how medicine should be. It shouldn't be about giving you a pharmaceutical drug over the counter to address your symptoms. It should be like, what's at the bottom of your neck pain? What's causing your neck pain? What's causing your stomach pain or your digestive problems? And so I told her about my experience and I said, look, all I'm going to tell you to do is do your research and think about going to see a chiropractor. If you choose, if you do your research and you choose to, you know, say, okay, here's my understanding of how they work. They manipulate the spine, blah, 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 blah. And then you decide not to go, then that's cool. But at least you can say, I chose not to go because this is, you know, it's kind of like saying, if you're going to buy a car and you're writing off, oh, I can't afford that car, at least go look at it, go to the dealer, test drive the car, understand how much the car costs, understand what the options are, understand what the payment is, and then decide if you can afford it or not. Don't just not go look at a car because you convince yourself you can't afford it. This is where people let their hangups be their holdups because they stop themselves before they even get started. And I'm talking about stopping yourself before you pursue a potential business opportunity, or you stop yourself from trying a product that your friend recommends because you have some hang up about it's a network marketing company and I just don't do that. I've actually had people say that, where if I tell them about something great that I bought at Whole Foods, they'll go out and buy it. But if I say, oh my God, and here's this amazing, you know, sucralose free, undenatured whey, you know, protein that I'm using. And here's the link. Oh, I can't buy from companies like that. Really? Why? Are they going to come and like take your child in the middle of the night and, you know, take it up into the mountains and set it on fire? What's your hang up about those kind of companies? It's so silly to me that people would limit their lives in this manner. And I've just seen three or four people in my own life in the past week or so that I just saw them making decisions and snap decisions and skeptical decisions based on hearsay or gossip or whatever. Oh, I don't want to go to those kind of events. You know, it was one of them was a women's networking event. And this other woman's like, I don't do events like that. Guess what? This woman, yours truly, Kelly Alexa, used to be the person that said, I hate networking events. Do you know how many networking events I went to? Hardly any. But yet I was choosing to not go to networking events because I thought they were silly. Now I go to networking events and I have met more amazing, fabulous women of women that own their own businesses that are helping me build my new businesses. It's amazing. Like my whole life is changing because I changed my view. And whenever I catch myself making a generalization or a judgment about something, I'm immediately typically going to challenge myself to look into it. I'll give you a fitness example. I have never done a spin class. And you know why? Because I assume that I won't like it. I assume that I can't keep up with everybody in the class. And I assume, you know, it's going to be too hard and I'm going to be embarrassed. And so I've not gone all this time. Do you know how many, and I guarantee you, I will get more emails from you guys after this show going, Kelly, Alexa, get yourself to a spin class, because people rave about it. But I've made assumptions based on, I don't even know what. And so one of my goals that I've written down for myself is that I'm going to do all of the things that I've told myself, you won't like that. I used to say, when I would see Fitfluential ambassadors, I would see them, you know, doing CrossFit. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Guess what? Once I hired one of my favorite trainers of all time in Austin, Texas, at Gold's Gym, he was training me in a style that was very, what I would call CrossFit style training. It was not CrossFit, but it was the things that I had seen CrossFitters do. And you know what? I loved it. Every time I have gotten over something that I've had a hang up about, where I've let my hangups be my holdup, when I've pursued it and I said, okay, I'm going to start training with this guy who looks like a CrossFit. And I told him, I said, Blaine, when I first met you, I thought you looked like a total CrossFit douchebag, but you know what? He's the best trainer I've ever had. Every time that I have dipped my toe in the water to something that I was previously skeptical about for zero reason, I have always been pleasantly surprised. And that's why I had to do this episode, because whether it was this person choosing to say, I'm not going to go see a chiropractor because I've heard bad things about them. I've heard that they're bad and they'll mess you up. Who'd you hear that from? Typically, if you ask somebody when they say things like that, really, well, like, what makes you say that? They're not going to be able to actually put their finger on something very precise. And they're not going to be able to say, I'll tell you why. I am not going to, you know, buy a product from a network marketing company because I've done this research and I found this. They're going to say, oh yeah, I just heard bad stuff. Or I had a friend, or they'll go, oh, you know what? I signed up and I tried to be a Beachbody coach and I didn't make any money. Therefore, all network marketing companies are bad. All network marketing products are bad. Like, really? You only hear the bitter people saying that things don't work. It just, you can't limit your life like that. All I'm saying to you, whatever it is, this show is not being recorded so that I'm telling you, I mean, let me be real. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not saying you have to go see a chiropractor. I'm not saying you have to buy network marketing products or products from a network marketing company or choose to do that as a business. I'm not saying that you have to go to CrossFit. I'm not saying that any of the other things that I've used as an example. But I'm also going to say that the things I've used as an example in here, if you have a hang up about it, I'm going to encourage you to do some research and then make your own informed decision. Make an informed decision. It's like the difference. One of the best phrases that I read in a book, and this is what I'm going to say in closing, there's a book by Kathy Black called, I think it's called Basic Black. It's a business book for women. She was talking about, you know, women and taking risks in business. And she goes, and this is the simplest sentence, but it has stuck with me forever. She said, there's a difference between taking a risk, making a risky move in your business, and taking a calculated risk. Think about that. And in a different context, that's what I'm saying to you about your hangups. If you're choosing to not look into something because of hearsay or gossip or something that you saw someone on Facebook bitch and moan about, that's a really stupid reason to not look into something. If you feel a pull to buy a product or look into something or consider, for example, going to a CrossFit box or, going to Weight Watcher, whatever it is, hiring a dietitian, going to a chiropractor, don't base your decision on whether or not you do it, again, based on what other idiots are saying. Do your own research and maybe even take that next step of testing it out. Meet with a chiropractor. Go investigate a free week of training at a CrossFit box and see how you like it. Then you're making an informed decision based on your own gut feeling versus somebody else who's probably had a bad experience or is just a bitter loser and has nothing to do but complain in their life. Don't let them affect you, and don't let your hangups that are influenced by those types of individuals who are going nowhere in life be your holdups. I don't want to see you hold yourself up in life anymore, because I'm not letting those things hold me up anymore, and neither should you. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I went longer than I thought, but that's pretty much what I do every time I record a podcast. So there you go. If you guys have any comments on this, feel free. You can email me personally, kelly@kellyalexa.com, or just fill out the contact me form on my website, kellyalexa.com. If you get a chance, I would certainly love it, in closing, if you would head over to iTunes and give The Kelly O Show a rating, because the more ratings that we get, our show will rank higher and we will get to be seen and heard by more individuals who I believe could really benefit from the fantastic interviews and even these Kelly O solo pontification shows that I share. I would really appreciate it. It takes 2 or 3 minutes to leave a review. I've had several of you write in that you've done reviews and you've never left a review on other podcasts. So I really appreciate that. If you have any questions or you would like to inquire about advertising or recommending somebody that I interview on the show, you can email my assistant, Angie@kellyalexa.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.